Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Two Drink Minimum. The Gayvengers have assembled. Comedy legend Mike Ward, pedophile enthusiast Chris Ramsey, and pedophile.
Hey, what?
Poseidon.
I'm a big fan. Yeah.
He likes him a lot.
You're welcome.
I like his work.
We're back. The boys are united. We were on different continents, different cities, different countries, but yes. Now we've come back together again.
As one
to terrify.
You were in Texas?
I was in Texas. Went to Texas. From Texas to Bahamas, Las Vegas. So it was like a really eventful trip. But yeah, I spent some time with the Unsubscribe guys.
Okay.
Those guys, by the way, like, if we're in Texas, we got to link up with these guys. Very, very funny. Great dudes. Huge on YouTube. Big into the gun scene and everything else. But I hung out with them, and I sat across. I told you this, but I didn't tell you. I sat across from, I didn't know who it was, for like an hour. I was chatting to this kid. He seemed a little autistic a little bit. And I was like, where the fuck do I know this kid from? You know, I thought I might have seen him, like, at the gun range or something, probably. But my buddy was like, hey, Kyle. And he kept calling Kyle. And I go, that's Kyle Rittenhouse. I was like, holy shit. So I had to go to the bathroom and, like, watch the YouTube video because I didn't know the full story.
Dude, I just saw you murder someone.
And shot another guy in the bicep.
And he's definitely, like, full-on autistic when you talk
autistic
to him.
And, like, post-traumatic stress.
Is he, like, fun autistic, like, love on the spectrum, or he's violence on the spectrum?
Yeah, probably. He was showing me pictures of his dog for, like, an hour.
Yeah, he's that.
It'd be amazing if he was on season 3 of Love on the Spectrum.
Dude.
People would lose their shit. People are like, this is so wholesome. I'm you motherfucker!
It is crazy because, like, he's just a kid, dude. He's 21. Yeah. He was getting shit faced for the first time. Yeah. Like,
and Love on the Spectrum now.
Yeah, fuck.
I follow those people online. Yeah. They're two amazing. One of the guys, like this, he had a video I was watching. He goes, a lot of people say when you talk about sexual stuff, if you're in a setting, but some, like, he's just getting all horned up.
Yeah,
he's just getting, the guy looks like my cousin. Yeah, he's just getting all horned up.
With the sick hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's got the best hair.
He's got swords. I love him.
He does.
Yeah. They all have swords.
Yeah, autistic people love swords. Yeah. What is it about swords?
I think it's because they probably love guns, but their family are like, okay, no, you know, it's even better than a gun.
Right.
A sword. Yeah.
That's like Kyle Rittenhouse. They like him so much. It was so crazy, dude, because walking around with him, like walking around with all those guys, we were in Vegas.
Safe.
Well, not just that, they were at a gun convention, SHOT Show, it's called. It's like a huge, like 10,000 people show up to this thing, and we're walking around every 2 seconds because I'm with Brandon Herrera as well, who's running for office in Texas. His slogan is "Make America Texas Again." it's his whole thing. These guys are awesome, and every 2 seconds people come up to Kyle, be like, "Man, gotta take a photo." Grown ass like veterans would be like, "You're my hero."
Nah.
This guy's got more stateside kills than everyone. You know,
I killed 14 Afghanis, but that was overseas, bro.
No one's got stateside limbs, dude. That's
this
crazy.
Is a real country.
Yeah, stateside elims is crazy. That's an insane stat.
You know who's in the media right now a lot? Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For attacking his coach, which we all kind of brushed aside.
Yeah, funny meme. I lost my shit when I saw that. I was watching it with my girlfriend, and when he started yelling at the coach, like, I'm not a big football guy, so I didn't get that was the head coach, and I was like, fuck, he'd never do that to the head coach. He's doing that to some fucking water boy.
So Wilford
or whatever.
Brimley.
And then I realized it's a head coach. And my girl was like, Taylor Swift is definitely going to get beat. Like, she probably doesn't get beat now because it's early on
the
in the relationship.
The CTE is going to kick in.
But that's a dude that's going to punch his wife.
Yeah.
Is that song about me, Taylor?
Or like her dad or something that shows up to the party. He's like, fuck you.
I saw a guy online, a lip reader, and what Travis Kelce was yelling, he yelled, put me in.
Do you know
I'm
who my wife
now.
Is?
Oh, no, I'm he was calm. Yelling, I'm calm now.
While wow. shoving
you know how
him.
Mental that is? Yelling, I'm calm now.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
that is pretty insane. But also, I would argue he was kind of right. Like they won, didn't they?
That's not got to do with him going in.
But also, what I was gonna say is like this guy, you have to, like this is such a fucked up stat right now because before this, even if this guy's a good player, let's say he's not a great player, the fact that he's dating Taylor Swift and that the stats are so fucking through the roof,
you mean the views,
yeah. The franchise is worth more because he's dating Taylor Swift. Yeah. So technically, this guy should be the highest paid player in the NFL.
That's retarded.
Not if he's bringing eyes to the franchise. We're not talking about numbers. We're talking about money, right? So if you bring more people to the stands and more people buying tickets and buying your merch and shit,
he's not
you're
doing
worth
it through
more.
His talent. He's doing it through other means, but he is bringing more people.
I would negotiate a contract immediately, be like, I need to double up my salary because no matter what team he plays for now, the franchise will just get paid, dude. They're going to get bags.
I wonder if like Taylor Swift leaves him, if he's going to be the Pete Davidson of football. If we're going to go like, he's never going to, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
He's.
Just start smashing Ariana Grande.
He's banging Beyonce. Yeah.
Yeah. Heather Locklear.
Yeah, and you know what's fucked up? I'm really bad at names, and I'm not a football guy, but the quarterback for the 49ers.
Mahomes?
His salary. He's for the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
But for the 49ers, he's got a name that's very, like, American, like a Colby type name. Mm. His salary is $949,000 a year.
Yikes,
he doesn't even make a million a year.
I like how you're and making it sound like it's a bad thing. He doesn't even make a million
pretty
a year.
Bad,
no, but
fucking
like
peasant.
For football, like
I don't know,
quarterback? Quarterbacks never get the minimum wage, and the minimum in the NFL I think is like $800,000. So he's like just like he's
goddamn.
This. He's paid this much more than a fucking fourth string
took
guy.
The Super Bowl.
You know why?
Because
he can't win it.
Yeah.
Can't win.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what? You guys don't deserve to win, and he just like, you would have paid him more. He would have won.
I was in a
shit's rigged anyways. Fucking shit.
Did you watch?
Dude.
You didn't watch the Super Bowl?
I was here doing shows, but I was in a BTB the week before, and all kinds of shit happened, bro. In Valdor, crackhead natives tried to break into my hotel room.
Okay.
Yeah, get into that. What's going on? I called you, and you're like, yeah, I had a bad night's sleep. Crackhead tried to break in twice.
Yeah, so what happens, I show up, and I see the hotel, and I'm already, I'm like, oh, that's.
I don't think they're crackheads, though.
No, they were crackheads.
In a BTB.
No, they were crackheads.
Are they crystal meth heads?
Meth heads.
Ooh, maybe. You're right. I kept calling them crackheads.
Yeah, that's
very
racist.
Yeah, crack is so 80s.
Crack is like crackheads.
Yeah, New Jack City.
I'd love it if they corrected you. Sorry, but I'm not a crackhead. Yeah. I'm a meth head.
One
former. Then he corrects you and he's like, no, actually, we're bringing crack back.
A former crackhead at a show got mad at me. Well, bad. He said, I didn't like that you were making fun of crackheads because I'm a former crackhead. And I go, you think I'm going to get sad and stop making fun of crackheads?
Who the fuck gets offended by that and says, as a former crackhead?
Yeah, because you know you make fun of crackheads. Is a lot, but I'm for a crackhead. You should do it. And I go, yes, I should.
He was treating it like he was a veteran, like you're insulting the veterans.
So I show up, and already the hotel looked sketchy. I'm like, all right, whatever.
What hotel was it?
Well, I don't want to say it because then I feel bad for everyone that works there because it's bad, but the people know.
the only hotel, actually.
Crackheads hang out there.
There's one hotel.
So
in Valdor?
In Valdor. Okay. So I get there, and I'm at the cash, and there's a woman in front of me.
Okay.
And at the counter. And the woman in front of me goes, I don't want to scare you, sir, but I got to say something. And she asked the lady, this key that you gave me for my room. Which side of the building is it on? Is it in the alley? Because I read the reviews. I know that crackheads come in from the alley, and they're going to rape me, and I don't want to get raped. And I was like, what the fuck? And they said,
I don't want to get raped either.
That's what I said.
I'm a big man.
He's alone. He's alone. He's a man. It's not the same for him. And then I go, I don't want to get raped either.
Why would you want to get raped?
I'm
a dude. It's cool.
It's cool. So I was like, I don't want to get. And then she's like, no, the whole time I work here, we've never had trouble with crackheads. And she's like, you're lying because the reviews and they're arguing. And she goes, sir, I don't want to ruin your stay. I go, you're not. I'd rather know that there's a potential of me getting raped at night. So she's like, no, these are the only rooms we have. And they don't. They face the alley. We have no choice. But then it turns out when I went to my room, that lady probably faced the alley. I didn't, but which is kind of funny.
So she got raped.
Yeah, that lady's done. So so anyway, so I go to my room and right away I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go take a shower. So I'm taking a shower and someone's trying to break into my room while I'm naked. So I'm like,
really?
Yeah. So I'm naked and I go, maybe.
What do you
I'm
mean trying to break in? Like trying to open?
Trying to open the door and then like they're trying to put another card.
They're doing the credit card thing.
Yeah, it's a card.
The credit card between the door thing.
Yeah. So I look. I'm naked and I look through the peephole and I see. I thought it was like a woman. And I go, maybe she works here and she's making a mistake. I go, I'm just going to let it be. So I continue to do my shower. I'm blow drying my hair. I'm done. And then I'm waiting to leave. I'm waiting to go meet Adi and everyone downstairs. So I have some time. And it's all quiet in the room. I'm on my phone, but it's very quiet. And then again, someone else, a different crackhead, trying to get into my room.
Goddamn.
But now I'm clothed. So I'm like, fuck this motherfucker. I go look at the people. I
now see you're like, it's too late to rape me.
Is it a dude?
Yeah, it was a dude, a big native guy with cool, nice, long black hair. So I open the door. And I go, what the fuck's going on? Like that. He's like, oh. The guy panics. He doesn't, no one confronts them, I heard.
Okay? Yeah.
So now I go, what the fuck are you doing? Oh, I got the wrong room. And I go, oh, you're fucking bilingual, bro. You're fucking bilingual and you're smoking crack, bro. And you're trying to break my fight. And you're bilingual. You can't get a fucking job. So I start going crazy in the hallway. And he's like, no. And he goes to the room in front of me. He's trying to go, it doesn't work, bro, because you don't have a fucking room here. And then he's going to every door. I got to call my boss. I got to call. And he's calling a number. He's like, blah, blah. And I go, where's the pamphlet, bro? If you came from, they give you that little pamphlet downstairs. It has the room number. Where's your, I don't know. And he's fucking panicking. I go, you're not fucking with me. You just had a big lunchbox. I go, and that thing's empty. You're just trying to steal shit and put it in the lunchbox. Like, I wasn't fucking born yesterday.
He steals it, the lunchbox.
Yeah, fucking. Why are you giving him such a hard time, dude? He's just trying to eat, dude.
So I was going crazy. I go, you fucking crackhead. I go, you think you're gonna fuck with who you fuck?
Would have been amazing if he opened it and it was his lunch.
Yeah.
So now, like, my mom made this for me. I'm special needs. I don't know the numbers.
Yeah, he forgot his own number.
I'm losing my shit to the point where that D, the other comic, was on my floor. He got out. He didn't. Even he saw and just went down. He didn't even want to deal with it. That's how crazy I was. Like, I go, I saw him crazy. You're gonna fucking rob me, fucking crackhead. So I go in the room, I grab all my stuff, toiletries, all my luggage, repack, go downstairs, and right away I go to the lady in the counter. There's another guy checking in, and I go, sir, in French, before you check in, there's fucking crackheads trying to break the fucking rooms. And I'm yelling at the woman. The woman's like, cool, like that. And I go, don't play stupid. And there's a camera. I go, look at the camera. And you see the crackhead trying to break into all the rooms. And I go, right there. I go, did you check that guy in? She's like, no. I go, so why the fuck are you letting? I'm going crazy, bro. Radhi and the other girl, Sarah,
security?
Like,
they don't have security.
I don't know what the fuck they have, though. So she's like, she didn't know what to do because I called her out on her bullshit. She said no, but then he's on the cameras. I go, that guy's trying to break. I go, send someone up there. I'm going fucking crazy. And then I go to, it wasn't his fault.
You're the Travis Kelce of Valdal.
Put me in. I'm calm now.
I like that, like that crackhead to him, that was like Ocean's 11.
I love that guy though, the crackhead is like, fuck, look, I'm sorry. And then as soon as you went down the stairs, he was like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm back.
He was Danny Ocean in that moment, dude. Yeah. That was in his head. He's I'm Danny Ocean. I got my fucking keys. I'm going to use the whole plan. And then he's like, fuck, I'm just trying to open doors.
This is crazy. So the woman's panicking because she has nothing to say anymore because I could see the guy break. I go, he's breaking into other rooms. So she's completely fucked. And Adia's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I go, it's not your fault, bro. It's not your. Then I go, this is what's going to happen. I go, I'll do the show because I'm here. I go, but I'm driving back to Montreal tonight. Unless you guys give me another, I'm not coming to this fucking hotel. I'm going to another fucking hotel or I'm driving home. And like, okay, we're going to find you another hotel. And I felt bad because it wasn't the people's fault that hooked it up. They don't know. Yeah. And I just like, dude, I've been doing this for months, this whole run.
They knew.
It's never happened. So we go to the show. I'm fucking pissed off now, okay, because of everything that happened. This is fucking amazing. So I'm doing the show, bro. I'm making fun of crackheads and I'm angry. People didn't even know that it was real. They thought I was just doing a bit on stage. And then I see this fucking red light for a while. And then I get just mad and I go, in French, I go, you fucking filming me. And there's this guy on his phone. He's worked there. And he's like, he panics. And then I'm like, bro, what the fuck? I go, and then I start, I go, stop. I go in French. I go, stop fucking filming. I go, you fucking very audacious. I go, you continue filming after that. And I go, I think, get out of here, bro. Stop this. Take his phone. Delete that fucking shit. I'm going to fuck. So I'm going crazy. Then it turns out it was by coincidence. There was a red light. It was the console of the thing where they're recording. And the guy doing the console, by coincidence, had pulled out his phone. It was not related. He was sending a text. And people were yelling at him to stop recording. But then when we noticed that it was the red light, someone's like, no one's recording you. It's just the red light on the console. So everyone starts laughing because, bro, I go, stop fucking recording. I went fucking crazy. They're like, oh, God, this is terrible. What a terrible day. So then after, we're all laughing with the people that were there. Like, that's so funny how mad you were. And I go, because it really happened, the crackhead thing.
Yeah.
So don't worry, we hooked you up. You got you another hotel. So he bring me. It was this motel. It was just a couple. It was this, you know, the motel where you park your car and you walk inside. It was like that. And it was right next to a KFC. So I'm like, okay, I deal with natives. Now black guys are going to try to break in. So now I park my car. I go inside. It's late. I'm like, I'll sleep. Bro, the heat didn't work. It was like a little prison cell.
Yeah.
So I had to sleep with my jeans, everything on like this on the covers. I was freezing, okay? Then 8 o'clock in the morning, the generator kicks in. The whole place is shaking. So I'm in the bed like this. Like that, freezing and shaking. And I go, impossible. I'm fucking going home. So I call him. I go, look, bro, I'm either going to go home right now or I'll do the show and go home, but I'm not fucking staying here. So it's like, no, find another
hotel. All of those cities have two good hotels.
They didn't put me in the good
you
hotels.
Should, yeah.
So then what I did is they said,
next
can you...
Next time you go, either talk to me or Michelle.
That's the problem. We'll is I, nah, dude, they hooked
I,
it up.
I prefer this. You get a good story out of it.
They connected.
You're going to stay at La Quinta and be all comfortable. Like, fuck that, dude. Get broken in my crackheads. Have a better story.
So then I found the hotel in Rouen because the next show was when I went. So after the show, I drove an hour and a half to go there. So I booked it through Expedia and they said they're just going to pay me the difference when the payout comes, right? I was so pissed. And then I ended up in like driving to Rouen an hour and a half away after the first show, after the second show, so I could just be ready for them the next day. But it was, the shows were fun, the people were fun, but goddamn, it was crazy. But then through the whole end of this, you see, I got this guy wearing his merch. The guy that
is
organized
that, is that
the whole
guy
thing.
Tried to break into your
room? The guy who tried to break into my room.
Willie Nelson tried to break into your room.
They invited me to their distillery. They're very cool, these guys. They make all kinds of like beer, different than that. And then they're thinking of making, they're like, we're testing out to make sparkly water. And he's like, yo, would you be the face of the sparkly water?
Okay, yeah,
and,
that yeah. thing you
and then I was
me
like,
was a real
that's
thing?
The dumbest thing I ever heard. You're fucking right. I'm gonna be the fucking face of this goddamn
you
sparkly
drink,
water.
That's all you drink.
That's
too.
What he said. Because he's like, dude, make Pantel's the
you're
face.
You're like a Perrier guy.
Yeah, in Quebec, that's all he drinks. And they want to do like a Perrier, but they also want to make flavored ones. Yeah. And then in my head, I go, if they make flavored ones, like a cherry, strawberry, you could mix that with vodka. And I go, you know who has his own fucking vodka?
Yeah.
My homie fucking Mike Ward.
Yeah.
You could be out there drinking Mike and Pantel's at the same time.
Throw some seltzer and throw some alcohol in there. You got a seltzer as well.
Yeah. And the guy's like, are you really? I go, why wouldn't I? But this is the dumbest thing I ever heard. This is so much. I'm going to be the 50 cent of Quebec. It was my face. That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what happened in IB2B.
Wait, you got your own vodka?
Yeah, it's not out yet, but it's coming out in a couple of months.
That's sick.
I started a company with guys from Saint-Saint called Ward Liquors.
Is it like potato based? Like what's the
It's potato based, yeah. And it's actually good. Like I tasted it for the first time a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's really good. We wanted we wanted premium tasting low budget vodka.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be like absolute price.
Exactly what you would buy.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I drink.
Because that's on the road.
I
like,
drink
you're
like shitty good vodka.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's what I want. And the label's super nice.
It's not pretentious.
No. What we want to do, and it's just called Ward. It's going to be called Ward.
Fuck yeah. It's a good name.
And because
Ward Vodka.
Yes. Because I didn't want my face on it. Like, I don't want to have my face in a liquor store.
I'm going to make them put my face on it.
No, I didn't want that.
Because it's so funny.
Yeah.
If you like me, you buy it. If you hate me, you also buy it and you crush it.
The thing I want to do, though, with the vodka, I want to get, since I drink vodka Diet Coke, I want to get Mike Ward's in dépanneurs and like grocery stores.
Yeah, you buy like a pack.
So you buy a six pack of Mike Ward's.
Six
pack
dude.
Of Ward's.
Fuck yeah. And, or you just have the bottle and it's like fucking, it's got the little loops attached to the, it's just one thing.
And like, and then I was thinking on Suzukut, like everyone that drinks that were made out of vodka. Like one guy would always drink White Russians.
Mm.
And when he'd come, I'd order him like pitchers of White Russians.
Yeah.
And then he opened for me like my last room. We called him DJ White Russian. So there'll be like a DJ White Russian. So like a White Russian
version. That's sick. Yeah. That's awesome.
But we're starting out with the vodka, and so the vodka is going to be out in a couple of months, and then we're going to come out with another vodka that's 70% alcohol instead of 40.
Goddamn! Wait, hold. Holy you can get shit. That's like
you get blitzed, bro.
Yeah. We're gonna
it'll take your eyesight away.
I want to bring drinking and driving back.
People, I want to bring deaths related to just alcohol.
These fucking fags are only having two drinks.
No one knows how to die just by drinking alcohol anymore. They're always crashing a car. They're doing something crazy.
This is going to be amazing.
Yeah, everyone is like, I'm just going to have two drinks. I see your two drinks and I raise you a fatal car accident.
Do you remember like when I graduated around then, my parents are trying to scare me. Or like, watch out, don't drink too much at your prom or whatever. Because in Newfoundland, I think there was like a whole fucking graduating class that made their own screech. They made their own fucking moonshine.
Oh.
And they drank it, and like half of them went blind. Some of them died because it was like 100% alcohol or whatever. It was literally poison. But they drank the shit and they just started going blind. And
people
leave it to Newfies to fucking do that too, huh?
They're not known for their smarts, the Newfoundlanders.
But you know how fucking crazy that is? Like, that means the year after, all the parents let their kids drink real alcohol.
Right, because they were like, yeah, don't touch
they're
the
like, because they it's the parents' fault. The parents were like, don't drink, it's dangerous. You know what is dangerous?
Yeah.
Making your own liquor.
Yeah, except that one guy who, like, turned out fine. He's like, I don't know, I thought it was great.
It was cool.
He's like, I'll have some more last
bunch
year's
bunch of pussies.
I lost still my got virginity.
I'm not blacked out, dude. Fucking everybody died. I was raped by six
kids. Yeah. I raped four girls. They don't know how to identify me.
Everyone,
I kept my mouth shut.
Everyone went blind. Yo, know, I did a podcast with a controversial figure. You knew
about
this.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. You like the it was a good interview?
It was a very good interview. You were with Julien Lacroix.
Yeah.
And Julien Lacroix, who you started the interview telling him how much you hate him. And it was amazing because that's what you had to do. Like,
you got Tucker Carlson and...
Yeah, because people that don't speak French, Julien Lacroix was during the Me Too.
He was the first movement. Big Me Too. Yeah,
he was he wasn't the first one, but he was the only
the poster boy,
the first comic, and the poster boy. And then all of the allegations, like the major ones, turned out to be false.
Wow.
And people are still calling him a rapist,
but not false. Here's the thing that's complicated with him is that they were retracted in the sense that they said, okay, my story wasn't a sexual assault, but it was still shitty.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, like, what I'm hearing is, like, so there was those nine that's what I was talking about, the stuff that I knew publicly. But apparently, there's stuff that's not public, like, people don't want to come forward, that they're very angry that he's coming back because he did stuff to them in his improv days. And that if he becomes too big, they're gonna be forced to come out. I just heard that today. Someone called me to tell me that today.
Because, when I knew him, like, I know him pretty well, he was just like a train wreck, but he didn't. He wasn't like he didn't give off rapey vibes. He just gave off he was an asshole,
like a piece of garbage.
Come on yourself after like a 12
yeah, just yelling like come here, fag, like that kind of stuff.
Like one time his mom lived on my street,
mm-hmm.
and he was at my house and we're just having a couple of drinks and then I'm like where'd he go? And then his manager at the time was like, oh fuck, he probably went back to his mom's house. So he goes out in the street and Julien is just yelling, throwing rocks at a house, going, you fucking bitch.
Oh my God.
And then so then he brings him back and he was like, he was throwing rocks at your neighbor's house yelling, you fucking bitch.
Was it his mom's house or was it someone else?
I was like, what, was it his mom's house? He was like, it's his mom's house. I started laughing.
It's a red flag.
Because I was like, that's fucking mental.
That's a red flag, right?
That's a little red flag right there. If you're dating this guy, you're like, maybe that's a red flag.
But he was like, I think he's a train wreck.
Yeah.
And when he drinks, he's a fucking, it makes no sense. But I don't think
he's sober.
He's 4 years sober. You but you know, the fucked up thing is because one of the comments that I like, oh, well, you know, why are people making a big deal? You know, Pantelis is like, I don't care anymore what he did to me. What he did to me was just a dick move. He was just being annoying. So it's not me. It's other people. I don't know what the fuck. Them, they don't have to be like, all right, he's sober. I have to accept his apology. Yeah. You don't have to accept it. You know what I mean? That's the people don't understand.
You know, it's weird. I was watching the Eric Lapointe, that French singer, that he got canceled for hitting his ex-girlfriend.
I believe that, though.
Yeah. No,
he admits it.
He pled guilty.
Yeah.
He's the type of guy, like, he'll put a cigarette out on his girlfriend.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. Like, he came here one night. He was at the Bordel, and he was doing shots with Jason that does my social media. And then he was like, he punched Jason in the chest, and then Jason was like, and then he took a shot and smacked it down. The shot split exploded. In half,
cut his hand.
Yeah, but like shots are like this thick, like they never fucking smash.
Too violent.
But he did an interview and he talked about beating his ex girlfriend.
Yeah, and writing a song about it, I'm sure.
I was listening to it and I was like, okay, yeah, and then he was explaining how he regretted it and the whole fucking thing. And I was watching it, and I was like, okay, I'm ready to forgive him now. And then I was like, who the fuck am I to forgive him? Yeah. He didn't do anything to me. Yeah. Fuck me. Like,
and it's material. Funny. Everything he does is funny.
That's the one thing I'm scared of is the way people are, because I have a lot of comments on Patreon, and the way people are talking is, I don't want to be the judge. Like, I had my shit to tell him why he's a piece of garbage, and also just to see how it goes with society. Like, since nothing legal happened, who decides?
That's
I think he should be allowed legally to try to earn money and do his thing because he didn't go. But at the same time, I don't want people to say, oh, well, you saw he did the thing with Pantelis, so now just because he did this to you, you should forgive him. That's not up to me. That's up to, I'm not going to tell the person to, that's up to you. You could, because there's people that have
people
done.
People need an elevator pitch. They need like, tell me what this guy.
And dude, Taylor Swift did less to me. And I, bro, it's been 11 years. I hold a grudge. And it's nothing compared to what this guy did to me. And I still hold a grudge.
People need to understand like when you're like forming an opinion of someone, it's a lot of times just like, Give me like the fucking TLDR, the too long didn't read.
Yeah.
I just want that, right? And if the story is, well, it was kind of, and then people are like, nah, he's a rapist.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just that simple. It's not even like that deep. Mm. Yeah. I think people just are like, you know what? It's easier to think that this guy fucks people over than to try and find his good side, which I don't really give a shit about.
Yeah.
You know?
I think, though, like people, a lot of the comments, because I did an interview the week before your thing came out. It came out. And with these guys called Premier Break Podcast.
Yeah, I saw.
And they were asking me, they were like...
they're funny.
Like they're that, very yeah. funny. Very cool dudes. One of them, when I was in
give
Europe,
him the info, I'll invite them to the French cast.
Yeah, one of them...
Sorry?
Premier Break.
They're young dudes.
Yeah, one of them, when I was in... I was doing Sous Écoute in Paris, he was in the audience.
Nice. Yeah, I saw him.
So I'm when I did the podcast, they asked me, like... they said, you used to have Julien Lacroix on a lot. Would you have him back on? And then as a joke, I was like, I'd love to have him back on because he was super funny. I just don't want to be the first one to have him back on because whoever brings him back first is going to get fucking canceled and get shit on. So I hope
some fucking
idiot brings him back and gets canceled. And then I'll be like, hey, he's back. And then people are like, look, fucking Pantelis is a sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, yeah. People wrote, why are you sacrificing your career for Mike? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Dude, I don't know. I think it's very noble of you to get the story. That's journalism, baby. Look at Tucker Carlson. You guys watched that fucking interview, by the way?
With Vladimir Putin?
Yo.
Yeah, bro, that was wild.
Holy shit.
I didn't watch
Holy fuck,
Vladimir
it's two
Putin
hours.
Made fun of him at one point.
2.5 hours. Well, it starts off with...
Tucker Carlson made fun of Vladimir Putin.
No, Vladimir made fun of Carlson.
He's a smart guy.
But he made fun of the CIA because he didn't know. He says something about this. He goes, you know, the CIA did that. You know, the people that you tried to join, but you failed the exam. And Tucker's, how the fuck does he know I failed?
He's got all the intel in the world. He's got a thing in his ear.
Jesus Christ.
But it was so, you know what? Like, that's so funny. If you read the comments of that video, first of all, you're like, a lot of people in the comments, obviously a lot of right-wing Tucker Carlson fans, which is totally fine. You know, he's out there doing journalism things, right? Which is dope, noble. But then the people are like, they don't know how to say, like, this guy's better than Biden. Because they want to say it.
Yeah.
They want to be like, I'd rather have Putin, but then they're like, what are we saying here? What are we saying? Are we with Russia? But, like, he did such a good, like, a good impression as a leader of a country that it fucked people up in the comments. You see that? They're like, man, somebody who talks about Russian, the last 500 years of Russian history for the first 30 minutes coherently.
Yeah.
Have Biden on for 2 hours with Tucker Carlson or anybody or a Russian, a Russian interviewer and see where that leads you.
But that's like, a
that's
problem.
That's incredible.
They're very, and I saw John Stewart was talking about how old both candidates are. He's like, dude, let's be honest. He goes, they're both fucking turtles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Trump and Biden are English fucking old.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said one line that made me laugh. He goes, they broke.
So is Putin. Putin's old too.
He goes, they broke the record for the oldest like candidates, and the old record that was set 4 years ago by them.
Yeah.
Because they're just fucking old.
Putin seems pretty chill in my book. as an interview guest, not as a, I don't live.
No, as a leader.
I watched the interview and I'm like, guy, this guy knows how to fucking talk to a journalist. Like, when was the last time you saw an interview that lasted more than 5 minutes with the president of the United States right now?
I scream.
Yeah, exactly. It just turns into, man, you know, anyways, man.
It's fucked up, though, that America, like, if this was a business, if America was a business, the business is in trouble.
Mm.
So you need to bring someone good. You need someone that's going to come in and fucking fix it. And it's not, like, two old guys.
I thought Vivek was, like, the dude, and he dropped out.
I think Vivek is going to be his running mate.
He dropped out.
No, he's going to be Trump's running mate, I think.
Yeah, he was like pretty coherent. Like as far as making good points, he's only 38, which is super young as well. And
but
so,
he's
like,
Indian.
Yeah, but he's Indian. But I don't think really. I think people on the right are ready to accept any race as long as it's someone who you know believes
doesn't
in,
like immigrants.
Exactly. They builds the wall, keeps the guns. You know, does all that stuff, kills the babies.
Well, look, the wall thing is so complicated because they were shitting on Trump for the longest time. wall, it's right. We're not going to have a wall. And literally 2 weeks ago, Biden came out and said, the reason why there's no wall, it's Trump's fault. We should have a wall. You're all insane. You're all lunatics that lie. Our media did the same thing. Trudeau came out because Bell fired how many people? Layoffs last week?
Last week.
So many layoffs, and it was a garbage decision, even though he gave them fucking $40 million. And then they came out and they go, why did the conservatives give them $40 million? Like, the conservatives are like, we're against paying the fucking mainstream media. We're against government. Like, you paid them.
Who's that? What's his name? The Canadian guy?
Poiliev, yeah.
Poiliev, yeah. He was talking about that shit too, right? He was a guy.
I like that there's a little company that bought all of the small radio stations in Quebec from Bell.
Oh.
And the guy was bragging. He was like, I've become the biggest Quebec media company. And it's all just shitty little local stations.
Oh, wow.
And he said he was like, no one's going to lose their job. And then the way his marketing is, fuck Montreal. So he's like, every radio station, like,
it's my slogan.
Small town radio station, all they have is like the show from Montreal.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck them. I'm just going to hire some fucking putts in Rimouski to do it for like next to nothing.
Smart.
Yeah.
Quebec's so wild, dude. Quebec, you guys, it's such a microcosm here of like everything. It's a weird representation of like larger countries. I always find when I'm listening to the news, I'm like, these are the same topics that people are tackling on like a bigger scale are happening on like a small scale, but no one pays attention to it in like North America.
We should be like the test.
Literally, area. That's what's happening.
Like, everyone should look at us and go, okay, oh, fuck,
freedom of speech, all this shit. Like, there's a lot of like really big issues that are tackled here that no one knows about.
Yeah.
And then they get tackled on the bigger stage as well. Yeah. That's all I had.
Did you see fucking Rogan signed for $250 million?
Dude, deal and a half.
Yeah. And he's allowed to stream on YouTube.
It's the best
Apple
deal ever.
Yeah. And everything else. He was number one on Apple Podcasts.
The first day he got back, obviously.
Yeah. I was happy, though, because I have a new sales team. And that was my pitch to them. Because I was like, okay, Rogan's fucking making $250
million. Yeah.
Quebec is 50 times smaller. The goal is $5 million a year. $5 million a year. If you guys don't make me $5 million a year,
you failed.
You're fucking failures.
Jesus Christ, a crazy number to hit.
My goal was 200,000.
Yeah. That's Travis Kelce numbers.
But as soon as I saw Rogan, I was like, let's go for $5 million.
Did the new girl start?
Yeah, she just started.
I want to talk with her directly.
Yeah, she's gonna meet everyone just to get like, she's gonna be good.
Good. Okay, I'm very excited.
Hell yeah. Also, hey, shout out Black History Month.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Or as Trudeau calls it, Halloween. Cheers.
Trudeau, when's the next Canadian election?
Whenever he decides. That's the beauty of Canada. Mm,
I love that. What a good system.
Yeah.
It's going well. It's good. That's like if you were a guy trying to hit on a girl in a bar, and as soon as you think you could fuck her, you're like, bar's closing. Last call.
Bar's closed. What?
I was closing. What are you talking about?
No, all the cabs stopped. You could just come to my house. No, that's it. It's so crazy. You could just decide it, and the country's going to shit. Country.
Yeah, he's insane.
What's going to happen? Are we going to go down to do recordings in Austin? Is that the new plan?
We should. We should go down to Texas for sure. I'm going the end of this month.
What city?
To San Antonio.
Okay.
But I might hop into Texas, and then I'm going in March as well.
Okay. You mean Austin?
I'm doing a live unsubscribe podcast the 20th.
In San Antonio?
In Austin.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, with the Unsubscribe Boys. And my birthday is the 22nd, so I'll be partying.
You saw your homie David Lucas?
Yeah. Hung out with David, went to his place.
You saw what he did?
He gave me, I saw he's getting canceled.
So canceled.
He gave me a glimpse of the special, too, which is, we watched that.
Good?
Which is, it's really good. Shot at the mothership, which is dope. But yeah, he got canceled recently for
He did not get canceled. No, that's the term people use.
But it's fine. It's like a good cancel. People are shitting on him because he puts out crowd work stuff a lot. And really good clips, by the way, because he brings people up. He has a really unique approach. People know him so much for his roasting that he brings people up in his one-man shows and just starts roasting them. And they have no mic, and he's just shitting on the audience member, and they love it, and they go sit back down. So he's doing this, and then he does, I think he's doing like a bit, and he does like a George Floyd joke.
A guy was like being weird, a black guy, and then he goes to him like, nah, you're showing these people why George Floyd got his neck.
Nah.
He's like, I would have shot the guy instead of like leaning on his neck for 8 minutes. I would have just shot him in the head. It's a funny joke. And you know, a lot of black people were like standing up and leaving. And this is a club he regularly does. He doesn't give a shit.
One of the lines that was amazing was when he goes, "That guy doesn't even want to leave. He likes me. He's just his ride's leaving."
Yeah, and he fist bumps him. He's like, "You fuck with me, right?" He's like, "Yeah, fuck with you." And it's like, is his wife leaving or whatever? Because they don't get it. But like, I think probably like two or three tables walked out. Out of probably 300-400 people,
yeah,
which isn't that bad, yeah. And it's a regular spot for him, so he didn't give a fuck, right? He was just riffing, and it was kind of insane. And after that, people loved the show. There wasn't.
I like him.
Yeah, it was just literally probably 4 to 6 people who got upset. Yeah,
so who cares?
Yeah, who gives a fuck, right?
That's the highlight so far of Black History Month.
But they just took that clip of like the people walking out and said, "Oh, the whole," because he titled the video on his YouTube. You pull it up on his YouTube, he titled it like, "David Lucas crowd turns on David Lucas." So he clickbaited the shit out of it, so it does get the views. But then it did happen.
What's his name? Carl Lucas?
No, David Lucas.
David Lucas. Carl Lucas.
No, that's Carl Lucas. Yeah, that's the guy from Family Matters.
Yeah.
Carl Winslow.
Yeah, Winslow's a good name.
Yeah, he was gay too. I found that out later after I watched that show.
Carl Winslow was gay?
I heard. This maybe it was like the same.
Carl Lewis was gay too.
Oh, a lot of Carls, eh?
Yeah, Carl.
Carl's the first one. When you think about it,
this one.
Yes, the first one. Yeah. Yes, this
look,
one. Look,
that's
one.
His title. That's David Lucas's title. Look at the title. What does it say? Controversial joke infuriates crowd, show spirals out of control. He clickbaited this so it would get views.
And now that's smart,
up.
Though.
He's the best. It is smart, yeah. And then he blew up to 1 million views. Look at him.
But he's black.
Of course.
So?
Yeah, but you.
Why are you going to bring that up? Aside?
If you go to Twitter,
see race?
We didn't even
if
notice.
You go to Twitter, it says anti-black comedian David Lucas.
But that doesn't make any sense.
They're calling him an anti. I've never seen less of an anti-black person in my life.
That's
dude.
Just true, though. Bro. Like, that's just true.
Preach a couple of years ago, someone was calling him a white power comic.
That's funny.
Yeah, and you, like it's there's something very weird about calling a black dude white power or anti-black.
Well, yeah. That's what Jeselnik had read that stupid article one time, and he was calling Big J and all those guys white supremacist like Nazis, and they're Jews. He was talking about Jews. Yeah. He's like these guys.
Yeah, so like you'll see the joke's pretty early on, and the rest is just 15 minutes of him shitting on the people walking out. It's pretty funny. Yeah, it's a good video.
Press play.
Did you call me man?
It's pretty good roast.
Huh? Don't be shy. I'll turn these lights on.
He even bleeped out N-words and stuff, dude.
Speak up. What'd you say? Turn the lights up. Turn them all the way up. All the way the up. I want it to look like y'all cleaning up in this. Turn the lights up.
He's a funny guy.
I don't want to talk. Turn the lights up, bro. Come on.
Oh, I like this guy.
Dude, he's the man.
Look, they point that nigga out like, bitch, I ain't about to catch no stray bullet for your motherfucking ass. I got to see this nigga that called me Titty Man, because if this nigga fat boy, I'm about to get turn the back lights on specifically. We got to. I still can't see this black ass nigga. Jesus. Huh? I ain't black. Yeah, you is, nigga. Your ass look like... You look like Big Boy after that surgery. Huh? Mama D look like Elizabeth with that hair. This nigga saying nothing with your Tyler Perry face ass. Your ass look like you made out of Play-Doh, nigga. Get your
He does.
That nigga back there with $8 worth of drink. Bitch, you ain't shit.
$8 worth of drink.
With a backwards hat on like it's 2002, nigga. What the fuck? Huh? You want to come on stage with me?
And this is David, dude.
Come on stage, bro. Come on.
He's the guy. He's the man. He's the fucking man.
Fuck it. It's a late night show, nigga. Come on stage, bro.
I love it. Fuck, it's awesome.
Come on, nigga. You want to talk all that shit? Bring your ass up here.
I hate that fucking guy in the crowd.
Let us see some of that terrible
shit and too much.
Man, just bring
your ass up here. Stop yelling from the... He will light your ass up, dude.
You can turn.
And look how happy the stand, fucking dumb guy in the crowd is.
They about to kick me out.
He says, yeah, if you get up on stage, they won't kick you out.
Come on, your tab ain't number $16, nigga. I'll take care of it. He back there drinking Coors Light, nigga. Come on stage, bro. They won't kick you out. I promise. They're not going to kick you out. Come on stage.
Like, he's super friendly
David
at this point. For a heckler.
Are you coming?
He's very, he could just be like, get that guy
if
a
you
drink
don't come
and
on stage,
you're going to
get kicked out.
He's very anti-black, though. Very violent.
You feel it, eh?
Yeah. You're fucking the rage. On, bro. The rage inside this guy. It's like Charles
Come
Manson.
Come on, nigga.
Dude, hey, he's got a whole bit
you got 30
on
seconds
being a black
to make
guy
up your
in
mind.
A rich white neighborhood, which is very funny. Right. He's like, yeah. He's like, I don't want more black people in here either. It's a very funny bit.
So you can't bring black people nowhere, nigga. This.
Here you go.
This is why I tell racist jokes so niggas don't come. Man, come on stage, nigga. Like,
that's pretty good, Russ. That's pretty good,
He's
Russ.
Scary.
Ain't no room. Funny guy. That's a good heckle. All
right, that's his last heckle. The next one get him kicked out if he don't come on stage.
I fucking love his confidence.
Me
on
too.
Stage.
I love
it. David Lucas is the man.
Just his feet on stage, he's so good.
Oh, they got a spotlight.
Oh, he's so good.
Hey, if you come on stage, I'll buy you a bucket of beer.
Oh, so nice.
Shut up, fuck.
Man. Jesus.
Here we go.
Y'all see why I don't like black people? How much is it going to take you to come on stage? I'll buy your whole table a round of Hennessy shots. I know that's what y'all drink.
This motherfucker.
He's like, I know it's what y'all do.
I didn't think he wanted no smoke. That nigga want to talk in the shadows.
And plus, he talks super black.
Yeah. He's hilarious.
Nigga tried to ruin the whole show, man. All these fucking good ass white people at my show. He wanted to show them the reason George Floyd got his neck nailed on.
This motherfucker.
Look at his face. It's fucking awesome.
Don't ooh at that joke. It's just a joke, man. I would have never kneeled on George Floyd's neck. I would have shot that nigga. That was...
Jesus. Funny joke.
Wait, too long.
It is.
It's a joke, dude. God,
a... Yeah.
I think I just canceled the rest of my black fans.
The guy never gave... Yeah,
so this video goes on and on and on.
You don't have to watch
But now it's all people just leaving the show one after another. You just roast someone. But that's the clip.
Yeah.
And he's just crowd work. He's riffing. He's throwing some jokes out. He's doing his thing.
I think he might be a black man.
Funny guy. It's funny when you can roast like that. Because, like, we can't get away with those jokes, obviously.
Want a bit.
Yeah, we could try. But you might get retweeted a few times, actually. But that's what's funny about it, is there's an ironic element to it. And that's what's hilarious, right? So he's, like, taking out the discomfort in talking about it because he can talk about it. So there's no... There's no discomfort, but now people are getting upset because they're like,
fuck. I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
Hinchcliffe like has a whole bit on George Floyd's sex tape, which is hilarious. You know,
did George Floyd have
a sex tape? Yeah. And he's like, you guys don't think about, you guys don't think you know about this? He's like, round of applause, who's seen it? And then, like, a lot of people start clapping.
Oh, shit.
Like, it's a real thing. So
yeah. And he also pistol whipped a pregnant woman or whatever. So fuck that guy. I don't care.
Did he?
Yeah. The way he shouldn't have, he didn't do anything to kill him that day.
Yeah.
Like it was a fake. It's a needless death for sure.
Yeah, fuck that cop too, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But he wasn't a saint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what a lot of people have problems with, is that it makes out like, oh, because someone that we have to pretend to say. He wasn't a saint. But he didn't deserve to die that day.
Yeah. But Kobe, on the other hand, definitely deserved it.
Yeah, bro. He should have taken the car.
But didn't he overdose that day?
Is Kobe? What I
heard. Not Kobe.
Now,
George
they're
Floyd.
Saying that maybe it was the fentanyl, but say even if he overdosed, that's a little excessive, though, the knee on the... Like,
oh, no, it's 100% excessive. I'm just saying.
Imagine,
that's what I heard.
Imagine the insane coincidence that you're just killing a guy and he overdoses the second he dies.
All you have to do is wait.
You're a minute away from killing him and he just dies. You're like, that's a fucking wild thing to happen.
Yeah. Am I going
to
get blamed for this?
Amazing. I think blame him for the murder anyways,
should I
right?
shoot him? Wait, is he dead? Oh, fuck, he's dead.
Yeah. Like, do I still get in trouble?
Like,
do I get
credit? Like, I was going to kill him, but I guess I didn't. I guess I get off on a technicality.
Is this a confirmed kill?
God answered my prayers.
It's fucking weird. Yeah, it's a whole weird
situation. All of those, like the cop that killed him is... like he got 10
Derek
years?
Chauvin? No, yeah.
Chauvin. He's a French name, too.
He's going to be killed in jail.
He's a Quebecer. Yeah,
let's go.
Derek Chauvin. See, let's go.
Derek Chauvin, let's go.
Didn't they move him already?
You sure? For sure.
They tried to stab him or something?
Yeah, I think he was stabbed a few times.
Oh, yeah. Especially if he goes to jail with black people.
There's a video of it.
If they're black dudes.
Yeah, except David Lucas. David Lucas would protect him.
There's a video of them stabbing him?
They're like, get the shit out of him.
He already got stabbed.
Bro, everyone's streaming all the time. Even in prison, bro.
That's crazy.
Dude, the best streams happen.
Everyone's an influencer.
Oh my god, the first search is Derek Chauvin wife.
Nice.
Why'd you say oh my god?
Oh, she's Asian.
Is she on fucking that OnlyFans though?
I have no idea.
She should be.
She's on
that's
Only
how you cash
fans.
In. But yeah. Among all of this tragedy, that's how you get a bag, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think she's hot on actually. Can you
doesn't matter?
Hold on.
She has to be kinda hot though.
People are into anything, dude.
Ugly, I'll get subscriptions that'll last a day.
Yeah, but some people want to fuck like only ugly girls too. Like that's their thing. Like there's.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Want to or can only get?
No, that's all they're into.
I get that you fuck an ugly girl if that's all you can get.
Mm. Yeah.
But like, jerking off to whatever.
Oh, come on, that's not bad.
You married up.
That's not a bad OnlyFans account. Come on. I've
that's
seen
a weird, like,
is she bald now?
She's not a beauty pageant. She's got like one big eye and one small eye.
She's winking.
Yeah. Oh, she used to be.
Oh, yeah.
Now she's single now, okay. Boys. So
I feel bad that she's in the spotlight.
She's
didn't do anything.
Miss what? Because she's won like a couple awards. What's a green one with the
Miss? She's a mistreated USA.
mistreated agent.
Miss Murder by Knee.
Derek Chauvin, Kelly
says
Chauvin.
He ruined her life. Were they still together when this
sure.
shit happened?
She goes to the grocery store. And was like, your fucking husband's killing black people.
I'm always curious imagine on how people though, like this like make money after.
What's
this
Wiki
happens.
Alpha?
Imagine
her.
Though, like
she sold
she
a
didn't
book
do
or something, dude. Yeah, but for
she
sure
she could
something.
Have a job. She didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, but she like, sold something afterwards.
Like when something like that happens, like and you go to jail and you're like, at least my wife will defend me. The world thinks I'm a racist piece of shit. At least my wife will defend me. And then she goes to the paper and goes, he ruined my life.
Yeah.
God,
I was a sex slave.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he goes to papers like, I'm not racist. Don't believe what that ching chong bitch is saying to the papers.
He found me in Thailand.
She won Miss Minnesota.
Nice.
That's not saying much.
No,
though.
Mrs. Minnesota.
Mrs. Minnesota.
Mrs.
That's a way that's different a thing.
Miss.
So that's.
Mrs. are always.
That's a married.
Fucking,
you're married to Mr. Yeah. Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, so Mr. Minnesota.
Wait, does it say? Look at what it says. Look, known for divorced her husband who murdered a black man.
Oh, Jesus
damn.
Christ.
Is that going to be on her tombstone?
Wait, she divorced the husband after he murdered
yes.
a black man?
Yes.
Yeah.
I suppose it's a good enough reason to divorce someone. I think that's the final
think
straw.
That's actually good enough to have the wedding annulled.
Mm. Yeah, maybe.
Probably.
Yeah, the wedding's off.
You're like, yeah.
The wedding is off.
Yeah.
You killed
or
a black
man. Or it would make the
relationship
stronger depending on who you are.
No, yeah. Not in this case. Mm.
No, I know.
And I'm sure she was fine with all the other black guys he killed in the line of duty. But this one just happened to be like murder. So it was like, it wasn't killing a black man. It was murdering a black man that she could not stand for.
Well, actually, according to the autopsy report, technically that's not what killed him, but it was still a
what
fucked
did
up
kill
behavior.
Him?
It was the fentanyl overdose.
It was the overdose.
Yeah. God did damn. You hear about that?
No.
They tried to get the autopsy report. The official autopsy says fentanyl overdose.
Hey, man, Black Lives Matter. They made a fucking killing off it.
Yeah.
They did? Yeah, they bought houses. They bought mansions.
$50 million.
What happened to that lady? Are you allowed
to
do that?
I donated them, too.
No.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I wanted to wash away all my racism. I was like, I'm going to fucking just give them a lot of money.
How much did he give?
How much did I give?
Yeah.
I was like 10 grand.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
U.S., Canadian.
Oh, he got stabbed 22 times.
Jesus
Christ. Bro, you're a fucking cuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys that's like, people are like, oh, fucking... What are you not speaking up for? And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Here you go. I'm not gonna be like,
No.
I'm just gonna
no,
like.
But I mean,
right,
they
just...
didn't do anything with the money. They didn't help anyone with the money. You want to help someone?
Yeah, but when he gave, he didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Like,
I just
found that out.
I threw the money on the problem. That's what you're supposed to do with money.
That's what I always do.
That's what you're supposed to do with money. That's what money's for. And with people with no money are like, why aren't you doing anything? I'm like, well, I did the thing. You asked me to do the thing. I did the thing. Yeah. It benefited no one except this one person. And that's what you get for telling me what to do with my money.
Lesson, don't help people.
Jimmy, Mr. Beast, when he had the trees, I donated $11,111 to trees.
That's good.
He's like, hey, save the tree. I was like, here you go, dollar tree.
But that's good. Yep. That's trees.
We and then
trees.
Every time I fucking cut down a tree and people were like, well, you gotta, I'm like, no, I have more of a right to cut down these fucking trees.
Wait, how often are you out cutting trees?
I have 11,000 trees that I'm allowed to cut through.
Wait, hold on. Where do you cut zero. Trees?
How many trees are you cutting?
Yeah, where? One a year. Christmas, dude.
Okay.
Oh, that's
every
what
year.
Mean.
Yeah,
okay. I've you got, cut it down yourself.
I've got 11,100 left.
You cut it yourself? So you go in the forest?
No, of course not.
Okay.
That
what I'm saying,
hilarious.
If I did want to, no one could stop me.
My brother-in-law did that this year.
That's amazing.
He was like, he it's got illegal. It for his mom. No, but because his mom is dying. So he was like, I want to get her the best tree. So he went in the forest and fucking just stole a tree.
That's he should have got her the best treatment for her illness.
Yeah, no. That one's not available.
Yeah, what is that?
So he went and chopped a tree for a Christmas. Yeah. Was she happy?
Yeah, she was super happy. Super happy. Because he wanted to, because he wasn't sure if she was going to make it to Christmas.
What'd she have?
She has a terminal cancer. So, and the doctor, like last summer, told the family she wouldn't make it to Christmas.
And she did.
So he got her, he wanted to get her a Christmas tree in like October, November. But no one sells Christmas trees in November. So he was like, fuck it. I'll just go steal a tree.
I like this guy.
Yeah, because, who cares? It's fucking, you're going in the forest.
It's like cutting a tree on your own fucking land, dude. You can't cut trees on your own yard.
He's
like,
a good, he's
you
a
have
good
to, really? You have to, like, file a paper, and then you got to pay for it. You got to plant another tree elsewhere. And I'm like, dude, I planted 11,000 trees. I should be able to clear my yard of trees if I wanted to.
Yeah, hold on. You can't do that, bro. The guy's talking.
That's no, because the whole shit that he can't cut a tree.
I know, but the way you made
yard.
It sounds like his conversation
you're,
was boring.
You're like,
no.
Again with the tree talk.
Again with the trees. Let me tell you something about the trees,
right? He's got those damn magicians in their trees.
Black lives matter is the trees. Dude, Black lives care. Matter is
in
trees.
Whatever it is, dude, if there's a fucking fund for me too, I'll throw it in there too. I don't give a shit. If people look at you as like an influencer and this and that. Like if you do the thing, they have nothing left to say. Then you shut the fuck up. Instead of being like, well, I don't have to like, bro, I'm not going to die on any of these hills, dude. I don't give a fuck. And if it shuts people up, it's like, all right, here you go.
Poseidon needs 10 grand to stop molesting kids.
I'm not going to help him with that. You know what he'll do with that 10 grand?
Yo.
He's going to go molest more kids, dude. That's
all
that's going to happen.
Your boy Copperfield, what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we haven't talked about that.
We can save it for the next one.
Magical fingers. Next episode.
Oh, yeah,
yeah
next
you know
episode.
What? Next episode.
We've become a show on CBS. Yeah. Next, and then we'll, previously. Yeah.
Previously on Two Drink Minimum. Magic fingers. All right, so listen, Mike Ward is currently on tour. Mike Ward Modest. You're doing a residency at the Montreal Club Soda. Asses are being kicked. People are happy.
Yeah, everyone's super happy.
You're happy.
I'm very happy. GSP is coming this weekend.
Oh, shit.
Show, yeah.
Hold what day?
Very excited. Saturday.
The very exciting show. Yeah. So Saturday, well, you guys are going to hear this if there's tickets available, but they're not. Mike already sold 50,000 tickets before the tour started because he's insane. MikeWard.ca. Get tickets. There's also Suze Good. Sign up on the Patreon, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. Mike's going to tell us some stories about, in the next episode, about his trip to France, doing those episodes. Poseidon's online. He's the Poseidon69 Twitter and Instagram. You, Magical Ramsey.
Yeah.
You're out there torn and boring?
Yeah, I don't know. Find me.
That's insane.
I mean, they've listened long enough. They're going to find
They know. They know. Area 52 is out there. Yep. Chris Ramsey's YouTube channel. He's solving puzzles. He's solving the mysteries of where did your girlfriend go? Chris Ramsey's online. Also, you can find him sometimes. He comes Friday nights at the third floor, does a secret show with me at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
In Montreal. So that's easy. PantelsComedy.com for all of my stuff. Sign up to the Patreon. Thank you all and go fuck yourselves.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.